Okay, welcome back to the English program here on Audio Boo. Now, we all knew, is that a bit of a sort of a Brooklyn accent there or what? We all knew that Thingy, what's his name? Napoleon was a bit round the bend, up the wall. He's off his chump, he's a bit crazy. Three legs short of a whatever. All these little metaphors and cliche things. Anyway, he's completely off his rocker, this Napoleon bloke. We all knew that. But today is an important day in the history of the craziness that Napoleon possessed. Because something called the Law of 20th of May, 1802. I previously hadn't really heard of this, to be honest with you. It's a French law passed on the 20th of May, 1802, curiously enough. Revoking the law of the 4th of Feb, 1794, which had actually abolished slavery in all the French colonies. So basically, he brought slavery back. It's a crazy man. That law had not taken effect in practice in many of the colonies. With La Réunion, that's the worst French accent ever, I hold my hands up there, hindering its implementation, and Martinique refusing to ratify it due to a royalist insurrection there, similar to that in the Vendée. The latter had been in its revolt since the 16th of Sep, back in 1793, and represented by planter Jean-Baptiste de Bouc, signed the Whitehall Accord of Submission to England. So, on the 6th of February, 1794, the English began the military conquest of Martinique, completed on the 21st of March, 1794, and thus the island avoided the abolition of slavery. So well done to the British. But the Law of 20th of May, 1802, explicitly concerned the territories that had not been applied. The 1794 law was linked to the 1802 Treaty of Amiens, which restored... It's all very confusing, this, isn't it? Okay, the 1802 law thus did not apply to various places. These particular colonies, and you had the absence of the sanctions by the Republic, which led to the effective re-establishment of slavery. Napoleon's position was more characterized by pragmatism than any ideological inclination, but also he was completely nuts. Also did not apply in Saint-Dominique and had little effect there except to re-inflame rebellion and accelerate its march towards independence, which was achieved in 1804. So there we go. On this day in history, 20th of May, 1802... it was all brought back. I just can't believe after the trouble that everyone went through to get rid of this horrible, this heinous crime of slavery, and they go and bring it back. Complete waste of space. So there we go. The Law of 20th of May, 1802.